Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pad breakdown in Ableton Live 12 that has real subweight, real momentum, and that timeless roller energy that works for jungle and old-school DNB. The goal is not just to make something pretty in the background. We want a breakdown that breathes, keeps the groove alive, and makes the drop feel huge when the drums come back in. Think of the pad as a pressure layer, not the main character. In drum and bass, the drums and bass are still in charge. The pad's job is to steer the mood, add tension, and give the track a proper reset without killing the motion. Start by setting your project tempo to 172 BPM. That sits in a really nice zone for classic jungle feel and modern roller pace. Then build a simple drum loop first. Nothing fancy. A kick and snare pattern, maybe a chopped break layer, maybe the basic sub pulse. Keep it clean and focused, because the pad breakdown needs space to sit on top of the groove, not fight it. If your drums are already busy in the high mids, your pad should be darker and smoother. If your arrangement is sparse, the pad can carry a bit more atmosphere. But either way, don't let the breakdown become a separate song. It still has to feel like part of the same DNB phrase. Now add a new MIDI track and load a stock instrument like Wavetable, Operator, or Analog. For beginners, Wavetable is probably the easiest place to start, because you can get a rich pad quickly without overthinking it. Choose a smooth saw or pulse-based waveform, keep the voices modest, and aim for a soft, wide tone rather than something bright and aggressive. Set a slow attack, something around 100 to 400 milliseconds, so the pad swells in naturally. Give it a longer release, maybe 1.5 to 4 seconds, so it can hang in the air between the drum hits. Then lower the filter cutoff to somewhere in the darker zone, maybe around 200 to 800 Hz to begin with, and add a little movement with an LFO or filter automation. You want the pad to feel alive, but not wobbling all over the place. Now write the harmony. Keep it simple. In DNB, especially for rollers and jungle-inspired tools, you do not need a giant chord progression. A two-chord loop is often enough. Try a minor voicing, maybe a minor 7 or a minor add 9, because that gives you tension without getting too ambient or too cinematic. Hold one chord for 2 bars, then move to another for 2 bars. That's already enough to create a strong breakdown shape. The point is to make the listener feel pressure and anticipation, not to show off harmonic complexity. A great breakdown in this style often lives on restraint. Less movement can actually feel more powerful, because the drums and bass will do the heavy lifting when they return. Next, shape the subweight carefully. Add EQ 8 on the pad. If the low end is clashing with the bass line, gently high pass around 80 to 140 Hz. If the track is very minimal, you can leave a little more body in the low mids, but avoid true sub on the pad unless you really know the arrangement can handle it. If it sounds muddy, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it feels harsh, soften the 2 to 5 kHz range. A really useful beginner move is to duplicate the pad and process the copy differently. Keep one layer wide and filtered for atmosphere, and keep the other one darker and more centered for body. That way, the wide layer gives you the vibe, and the mono layer gives you the weight. That is the real idea behind subweight here. Controlled body, not uncontrolled low end. Now we'd add movement, because a static pad will die fast in a DNB breakdown. Put auto filter after the instrument and use a low pass setting. Start with the cutoff fairly closed, then automated opening over 4 or 8 bars. That slow opening gives the breakdown a sense of progression. It feels like the track is breathing with the drums. You can also add chorus ensemble for width, but keep it subtle. Too much chorus can smear the low mids and make the whole thing muddy. If the pad still feels too flat, use a bit of modulation inside Wavetable or automate the filter movement more carefully. The movement should feel organic, not like a wobble bass or an obvious effect. A really good DNB trick is to let the pad open in stages. Instead of one big sweep, open it a little in the first half of the breakdown, then open it a little more just before the drop. That kind of two-stage filter movement feels musical and keeps the tension building. Now make the breakdown feel connected to the drums. Even though this is a pad lesson, the pad should still respond to the rhythm. You can do that with very light ghost break hits, chopped break fragments, soft hats, or rim taps. Keep it sparse. The idea is just to give the pad a little push and pull around the snare hits. For example, let the pad swell before the snare, pull back slightly on the snare, then open again after it. That tiny movement makes the section feel like it belongs in a roller or jungle arrangement. It stops the breakdown from becoming a flat ambient wash. If you want a slightly more rhythmic feel, you can use a gentle gate or some volume automation to make the pad pulse on selected beats. Keep it subtle. You are not building a trance gate effect here. You are just giving the breakdown forward motion. Now add space with reverb and echo, but keep both controlled. The biggest mistake beginners make is drowning the pad in huge reverb, and then wondering why the drums disappear. Put those effects on return tracks if you can, and send only as much as the breakdown needs. For reverb, a decay somewhere around 1.5 to 4.5 seconds is usually enough, with a bit of pre-delay so the drums stay clear. For echo, try a short sync delay like 1/8 or 1/4 notes, with filtered repeats so it stays darker than the dry sound. Remember, this has to stay DJ-friendly. In a proper DNB tool, the breakdown should be easy to phrase, easy to mix, and easy to bring back into the drop without turning into a mess. Now arrange it like a DJ tool. A strong beginner structure is something like this: 8 bars of intro with just drums and low energy, then 8 bars of build where the pad fades in under filtered drums, then 4 bars where the pad really opens up and the drums reduce, then 1 bar of pre-drop tension, maybe even a tiny moment of silence, and then the drop comes back and hard. Use automation and mutes rather than constantly adding new sounds. That keeps the mix clean. Add a simple transition element if needed, like a reverse cymbal, a snare fill, a noise sweep, or a filtered crash. Keep it tasteful. Old school jungle and rollers often hit harder because they leave space. If the pad feels too loose, resample it. Freeze and flatten the track, or record it onto a new audio track. Once it's audio, you can trim the tails, reverse pieces, add fades, and chop it into more deliberate phrases. That is very useful in DNB, because it lets you turn a soft pad into a more intentional transition tool. You can even create call and response moments by chopping 1 bar of pad and answering it with a drum fill. Before you finish, check the mix. Put utility on the pad group and listen in mono. This is a very important check. If a lot of the sound disappears in mono, the pad is probably too wide or too facey. If the bass loses punch when the pad enters, cut more low mids or narrow the support layer. If the snares feel smaller, reduce the reverb or bring the width in a bit. This is one of the main reasons pad breakdowns fail in DNB. They sound massive soloed, but they wreck the drum and bass balance. The breakdown needs to feel strong with the rhythm, not just by itself. A few pro tips before we wrap up. If you want a darker or heavier feel, layer a mono support layer under a wider pad. Keep the low layer centered and filtered. If you want more grit, add a tiny bit of saturator or drum bus, but stay subtle. If the track needs more tension, use a half bar mute before the drop. Silence can be a weapon in drum and bass. And if you want a more jungle flavored vibe, keep the chord simple and add a chopped break texture behind them. A great exercise is to make 3 versions of the same breakdown. One sparse and dark, one wider and moodier, and one with more rhythmic tension. Export them, listen in mono, and compare which one keeps the most momentum. That will teach you a lot about energy, phrasing, and how much is actually enough. So remember the core idea here. Don't build a pad that tries to replace the bass or the drums. Build a pad that adds pressure, keeps the groove alive, and makes the return of the drop feel inevitable. That is the Reval Subweight move. In other words, dark, controlled, rhythm-aware, and always in service of the role.